Hello, friends and folks, and welcome to a podcast by Scanline Media. The year is 2020, and we are all trapped within the confines of time. That's nothing new, but we're also trapped by hunger. I want to go out to get food from a restaurant. I don't get to do that much anymore, because I'm stuck at home. I'm Six Detmar. Joining me, regular co-host on most of my podcasts, Scanline Media's... It's one of those things where, like, I would say number two, but it's like how, like, if two people get first, then they're both number two, right?
To be honest, I thought you forgot her name.
No, it's Jen.
Yeah, I'm Jennifer Uncle, and I have been getting delivery here and there, though I try to tip well when I can't, when I do that, so, yeah.
Wait a minute, is a Pop-Tart a sandwich?
I'm gonna go say no.
You could make a Pop-Tart into a sandwich, like if you use two Pop-Tarts.
That's 200 IQ sandwich right there.
Well, like, are we going to say a pastry is a sandwich? Like,
yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you're right. Yeah, okay, fair enough, fair enough. Joining me, the sultry tones of America's sexiest rocket scientist. Me.
How's it going, me?
I'm doing great. Also, Nick's here.
Oh, hey. How's it going, me? I'm doing great. Thanks. How about you? I'm pretty good myself, you know, holding up here. How are things over your way? You know, a little chilly, but it's okay.
Yeah, the temperature's bad up there?
It's like 50s. Usually, you know, in the dead of winter, I had to turn off my very loud furnace that's currently right underneath me when I recorded. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it got a little chilly, but I think we're going to be okay this time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's good. I'm glad you're gonna survive this one. I'm just noticing on the Pop Tarts Wikipedia page that they take specific moment. Like, they don't mention that many spinoffs. They have a little section, but they do go out of their way to mention the Jolly Rancher ones.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Ask Jen.
Yeah, they are odious.
But we're talking about food, so. This is the first time, besides Upsilon Anime, that this trio has appeared. We don't get...
Really?
Yes. You've been on other stuff occasionally, but never just like the three of us. Mm-hmm. And it's because... What are you good for, Nick? You're good for bad takes on games and anime. Mm-hmm. And good takes on food.
So together...
Shokugeki no Soma, yeah.
Yep, there you go.
We're here today because it is April 1st, and here at Scanline Media, we don't do April Fool's Day because we don't feel like being assholes. It's weird. It's the weird compulsion we have to not be pieces of shit, at least not in the ways that aren't fun. Listen, I'm a piece of shit pretty regularly, but in ways that are fun, right? We can all agree on that. Moving on before you can confirm or deny that. So we do... On April 1st, we usually do a thing called Snackline Media, where we talk about food. We talk about food. It sounded like I was going to keep going. I didn't.
Yeah.
We've done reviews of, like, Oreo flavors and Pop-Tart flavors and unusual sodas. But this year, we wanted to have some real fun with this. Written reviews are extremely 2019. If you write a review, you're an idiot.
Written media is dead. I killed it.
We're all about top 10 lists. And that's why we're here today to decide the ordered top 10 list of the best sandwiches. We have here a list of 31 types of sandwiches.
There's going to be some write-ins, though, for sure. I
think it's totally possible. And that's part of this, the beauty of this process. In fact, we might even have a fourth member of this podcast because, as it just so happens, at the time we are recording this, Jen's roommate and girlfriend, Kyrie, will be returning from work, perhaps while we are recording this. And I don't know any soul who can walk by people discussing what the best sandwich is and leave their opinion unheard.
Yeah.
You have to be a sociopath.
There's even one option on here that got on here because of her. And I guess we can hold off on deciding whether they're actually going to get rid of it until she arrives.
There are quite a few provocative statements on this list.
I mean, like, so we can, like, these, if something gets eliminated, I'll do a, we have a Google Documents, we have a Google Spread, I believe is what they call it, and I'll put a strike through it if it's cut.
Now, can you put that on the sandwich? For it to be brought back.
The Google Spread? I think a Google Spread can be put on a digital sandwich of sorts, but okay. It is intangible an of e-sandwich? A nature that it doesn't apply to bread very well.
Now, how do you spell e-sandwich? Do you capitalize the E and the S, or just...
No, just the just S. The S?
Okay. So the e-sandwich, lowercase
like,
E.
Like the e-reader from the Nintendo DS?
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
Of course, everybody knows that one. We're starting off. Jennifer, you are our dedicated... You are the backbone... of things around here. Whenever we have structure, you are the enforcer of structure. If you didn't ever know, that's how I think of it in my head, is that you keep things grounded, which is why I would like you to read our current list of sandwiches.
All right. And this is not in alphabetical or any sort of order yet, so I'll go ahead and start from the top. We have peanut butter and jelly, Reuben, buffalo chicken, Monte Cristo, Philly cheesesteak, Italian beef, egg salad, pulled pork, beef brisket, French dip, shrimp po' boy, pastrami. sorry,
I just need to get a clip of you going pastrami. I'll just clip that out after this and upload it to Twitter as a little teaser.
grilled cheese, cubano, banh mi, hero.
It's actually broken. No hero.
muffaletta, hot turkey, cheeseburger, deep breaths, patty melt.
Hey, it's me, Patty Mill.
This is the thing I forget, is that when Jen gets a case of the giggles, Nick will not let Jen get better.
My name's Patty Mill.
Horseshoe, hot dog, falafel, hot dog. Croque Madame, corned beef, breakfast, croque monsieur.
That's when a married Frenchman dies, right? It's my favorite type of sandwich. Now, is a casket a sandwich, right? Because if you think about it, you got like a layer on top, you got the meat, and then you have the same material layer under the bottom.
Well, there's no bread.
You have some accoutrements on top.
If the casket was made out of bread.
Anything is possible.
Yeah.
So rounding out the list, pork roll, egg and cheese, BLT with fried egg.
Actually,
meatball.
It's with a fired egg.
Yeah, it says fired egg here.
Oh no, okay.
It's tough economic times, you know.
Meatball and cold turkey on sourdough.
Okay, so I was responsible for most of this list, but there were definitely some additions from our friendly cast. What sociopath put cold turkey on sourdough on
six
here?
If you will recall, one of the original Jackie's Chows, or possibly before Jackie's Chow, our Dota podcast turned food-ish podcast, I think I talked about my favorite sandwich. And it is a cold turkey, not like the deli meat turkey, but like chunks of turkey on this German rye sourdough bread that I first had at like my grandparents in upstate New York after, you know, a day of like working on the farm in the summer or something. And it cold turkey on a like a dryish sourdough with like some cheese, a pickle, spinach.
Okay. I forgot the other. It sounded like dry on dry. I forgot about the other parts.
No. You gotta put some mayonnaise or mustard, spicy mustard. Yeah.
Okay.
I saw hot turkey. I'm like, hold on, cold turkey.
I like hot turkey better, but I understand. All right, does anything jump out here to anyone as an immediate cut? Remember, we're going to a list of 10, and we currently have 31 items.
What is a muffaletta?
A muffaletta is a, it's really good, actually. It's a sandwich with, like, various mixed meats. It's popular in New Orleans. It is a sandwich like various like mixed meats, and then it has like it's got like an olive salad on it.
Huh.
It's quite nice. I don't know if it's going to be top tier, but I certainly don't think it needs to go yet. But yeah, it's got like this sort of like olive, okay, celery, carrot, like pickle sauce on it.
That is a very sauce. Enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's good.
Personally, I don't think that peanut butter and jelly can hang.
So here's the thing, right? If you're just like, which one of these do I want in my hand right now? I agree with you. But it just says best sandwich, not like best tasting sandwich. And one of the things that makes peanut butter and jelly so effective on this list, I think, is that it is incredibly easy to make and versatile.
I do think it might have that popular vote factor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see it making top 10 here.
I guess...
I'll give it the utilitarian vote.
Yeah, for me, I guess I only like one half of that equation. I like peanut butter, but I do not like jelly.
Well, I do jam over jelly.
Okay.
Like, what's your go-to PB&J, Jen?
My go-to is just peanut butter.
Okay, well, if you had to have the J involved, if you had to follow the idea of the sandwich, what would you do?
I haven't had jam before, but that sounds nice.
Okay. So this is just a ignorance thing, which is fine. Listen, there are sandwiches on here I haven't tried. I think, yeah, no, there are a couple. I like eating. but like, if you haven't tried it, that's valid. I always have peanut butter and jelly with strawberry jam. That's my jam.
Oh, okay.
And I swear by, like, people who are like, oh, you gotta have it with grape jelly, they're, like, I'm not gonna, I think
Do
they're
people
mistaken.
Really, like, there's no Yo, bad, yeah. If you like a PB&J, there's no, I feel like, bad jelly, right?
I mean, like.
There's nothing that doesn't go with it. Like, you could put anything from
anything
orange marmalade.
Works,
to, like,
but there are mistakes. There are like, but I mean, like, there is a range of quality. It's not like all, they're not all created equal, Nicholas.
What's your range of quality then? What is the worst jelly you'd put on a PB&J? Jelly jam, whatever. Fruit product.
I mean, like, if I'm trying to be difficult, I would say, like, lemon curd. That sounds bad. For
lemon curd is barely a jelly.
Right. Okay. Okay. I would go either grape jelly or orange marmalade, because orange marmalade has the bitterness, and I don't think it fits.
Okay, it would be a difficult ask, I could see.
Uh-huh. And okay. Grape jelly just isn't good. It's all right. It's okay.
I feel like it gets
but
a bad
just...
rap, because it's like the most common super processed, like Smucker's squeeze me out of a, you know, like plastic container thing is like grape, right?
But strawberry jam is right there. Strawberry jam is like, here is like a strawberry spread with chunks of strawberry in it, and it's just good.
I don't disagree, but you know, I guess I've never had a good grape, a great grape jelly.
No, you can have them and you're like, okay, this is fine. Yeah, I can eat this. Okay. But
grape jelly, officially the worst PB&J reasonable jelly flavor.
All right, so we bounced PB&J for the moment. I don't understand why you'd ever get a croque monsieur when you could get a croque madame.
Croque madame is just with an egg, right?
Yeah.
So I remember, okay.
It's just a better sandwich.
Oh, so it's the same sandwich except it just has an egg too?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, I'm cool cutting the monsieur then.
Okay. Perfect.
I don't know. I feel like different sandwiches for different times. It's going to be hard for me to really hate a sandwich here.
Nicholas, welcome to how top tens work. It's hard nice. Work. People are like, oh, this is just easy. We just go in here and we just list 10 things we like. No, you have to come in here and you have to be ready to stare someone in the eye and just drain the life from their body. This is for merciless motherfuckers only. And you already signed up, so you can't have regrets now.
Okay, no regrets. Let's get into it. So we got cheeseburger and hot dog on this list.
We do.
There's like 30 kinds of cheeseburgers, though.
Yes, that's true. I mean, you can't, like...
I feel like a cheeseburger is to a sandwich as, like, a ravioli is to, you know, a pasta list, right?
Like, I don't think that's... I mean, like, we've got, like... We have pastrami on here. We have grilled cheese. Some of these are more general, and I think that's valid. If you wanted to break down every type of burger, it would be a list of 300 items and only burgers.
I could specify one that's, well, sticks out to me as the perfect kind of cheeseburger. It's a...
I'm listening.
A pub burger, basically. Like a burger that you... I don't even... Like, I just go to pubs because I like that kind of food sometimes. And I feel like a good pub burger, like maybe with a little bit of bacon and the specific way that they cook it tastes really good to me in that environment.
Huh. I've never been
like
much
a thicker
pub burger
patty.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. It usually has a bit of a thicker patty.
A brioche bun, really buttery and like crispy or something.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. With a knife stabbed through the middle or something.
If you want to distinguish between a fast food cheeseburger and a pub burger, I could see that. I don't know how much more. I didn't put hamburger on this list because we've got cheeseburgers. Fuck off.
Yeah.
If you want to do that divide, then let's
make
that
call. I'm good with being general. Just no.
Yeah, just
cheeseburger?
Fine.
Okay. Just cheeseburger?
So cheeseburger, okay. Definitely top 10 already, right?
Yes. Cheeseburger. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and bold cheeseburger because I don't see a way it's not making the top.
Absolutely. Now, I know the hot dog thing is apparently a big internet drama thing.
I mean, it's you know what? What I will say here is by the language behind a hot dog, like if you look at the definition of a hot dog and the definition of a hot dog is a sandwich. Culturally, I think it's not necessarily. It's one of those things where, yes, technically that's a sandwich, but if you say, do you want a sandwich and you offer me a hot dog, I could understand being confused. Regardless, I don't know if it's top 10 material. I like hot dogs, but, like, you know, they're all right.
I feel like I could let the dogs out, actually.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Jennifer?
I do like hot dogs quite a bit, but...
Don't you microwave hot dogs?
I have in the past, yes.
There's
I'm
no
cutting
shame.
Hot dogs. Yes, there is. I'm cutting hot dogs right now.
Sometimes you don't want to boil or grill.
You boil hot dogs
traditionally, don't
I know,
you?
I know some people do. Some monsters. You boil some hot dogs salty. if you're cooking like 80 at once and you're like, God, you know what I hate is flavor. You boil hot dogs.
Chili dogs are really good, though.
Yeah. Chili dogs are really good.
Yeah.
That's true.
Chili cheese dogs.
Yeah, I had a chili dog for the first time watching the Sonic movie a month ago, and it was very good.
Your culinary experience, my friend, is sometimes surprising.
I think we should cut French dip.
I like them. I can't tell you the last time I had one, or that I've like ever made one.
I guess I would cut it because there are sandwiches in that style, I would say, in that sort of general area, at least to my palate, on here that I like better.
French dip is a weird thing, though, right? Because, like, it can't be a fast food thing, because you're not going to, like, get the sandwich, and then here's your, like, bowl of liquid. And, like, enjoy
Arby's
dipping
does
this.
A French dip.
Yeah.
So do they give it to you?
They give you the sandwich, and then they give you a little bowl of au jus.
That's insane.
In a styrofoam cup.
Also, unlike many of these sandwiches, it is very possible to do a bad French dip, especially if you have the wrong type of bread, because a lot of the times it just kind of crumbles within the dip itself. And that
or you have those
kinda...
ones that are like pre-dipped, and it's like, ooh. I understand the sentiment, but like that gives it a shelf life of about 30 seconds before it disintegrates.
You know what I love? Soggy bread.
Yeah, I think we can cut French dip. Good call there.
Curious here, by the way.
Curie, I put on a headset. If I shout loud enough, it overgoes through the headphones.
Quiet. They want you to join. Okay, give me a minute.
Okay.
You have to mentally prepare yourself.
Yep. I just got back from work.
Well, yeah, now you're getting into work.
Time to get to work. Buffalo chicken. I don't think it's a good sandwich.
What?
Fight me. It doesn't work.
It's a great sandwich.
The buffalo, quote-unquote, flavor works when you've got like the super hot thing and then the blue cheese to me.
Oh, you can't. You're saying you have to,
if
like
you mix
have,
it. It's like,
so wait. So you're saying what you do when you have buffalo wings? Well, first of all, I have buffalo chicken sandwich with ranch instead of blue cheese. But what you're saying is you eat a bite of buffalo chicken and then you just drink a cup of ranch like an animal?
Of course. Well, who doesn't? No. Also, blue cheese, not ranch. Oh,
sorry.
Ranch? Are you kidding me?
It's better.
No.
Yes.
Oh, I want to kill it just for that. If it had ranch on it, awful. Like, you need, the chicken is protected by the skin in that case. And so you got to like, it doesn't mix the same as when you have like deli meat chicken or whatever.
Oh, you don't have deli meat chicken. You have
even
grilled
if you have
chicken strips.
Chunky chicken.
But you already...
Hello, Kyrie, and welcome to our podcast. We are talking about the top 10 sandwiches.
Where
you are,
we are here. Where are we right now?
We are arguing about the buffalo chicken sandwich. Nick is saying it is a fundamentally broken creation. I am saying Nick is a fundamentally broken human being.
Not mutually exclusive.
I think buffalo chicken works better on a pizza, personally.
Or a wrap.
Well, a wrap is a sandwich.
A wrap is a sandwich. That is true.
Should burritos be on here?
Oh, man.
We can't.
Honorable,
like, maybe they should, but it's...
Honorable mention burritos.
Yeah. Okay. If I'm going to be the only one fighting for buffalo chicken, we can cut it. It is a top 10, after
Join
all.
Join me, Jen.
Yeah, I'm more of a pizza person with buffalo chicken. Sorry.
Okay.
See, buffalo chicken pizza, you have the buffalo sauce generally on all of it, and then I guess you probably have a blue cheese or ranch scattered, you know, so you do get a different, it's a different mix than a sandwich six. I don't know.
I you know, listen, you're not going to talk me into it, but you don't have to. You already decided. Kyrie, welcome to our show. Would you like to suggest something on this list that you don't think is one of the top 10 sandwiches?
Shrimp po' boy, because I am allergic to shrimp.
I mean, so let me talk to you about allergies, right?
Okay.
Are allergies your body being overwhelmed by flavor and quality and shutting down? Discuss. I mean, Jen's allergic to dairy.
Yeah, and I still eat pizza.
So, I mean, like...
But that's just me being stupid, mostly.
I mean, I like a shrimp po' boy. It's not top 10.
I haven't had many, but the ones I have had, I do remember. Like, a good shrimp po' boy is very good, I think.
And part of the problem here is I could have just put po' boy here, but then that would have included, like, a catfish po' boy, which I don't... Anyone who eats catfish, I don't know what's wrong with you.
I don't know if I've ever had it.
I've had it.
I'm going to seek it out now that Six said you don't like it.
It's just like a white fish that tastes vaguely dirty because it's a catfish. And you know what catfish do?
They eat cats.
Dirt.
Oh, dirt. Yeah.
Good guess. Yeah, okay. I can see the shrimp po' boy off of here.
What about the horseshoe? What is that?
Oh, yeah, a horseshoe is a Illinois institution. A horseshoe is a open-faced burger with fries and cheese on top. It's a cheese sauce.
Huh.
Wait, but so that is open... Do you eat it with a fork and knife?
Yes. So you take a burger, it's got two patties, you fold it in half, you put on top of it fries, and then you pour cheese sauce over the top of that.
I'm going to say that's not a sandwich.
It's an open-faced sandwich. Open-faced sandwiches are sandwiches.
But you eat it with a fork and knife.
But it's an open-faced sandwich.
Open-faced sandwiches are eaten with a fork and knife. That's just how this works.
I don't.
Do you not?
No.
Okay, well, you're bad at eating sandwiches. That's not really my problem, Nicholas.
I would say that you're bad at eating sandwich if you don't have the technique to use your hands for an open-faced sandwich and your mouth.
It's covered in liquid cheese, Nicholas.
Exactly, so it's not a sandwich.
I'm not. A hot turkey is the same situation. It's covered in gravy.
I did not know that. I feel like you could put a top bun on it and eat it with your hand. if you don't have that much gravy, but a cheese.
Sure, you
and
could
fries.
Also just. But I mean, you get sauce all over yourself. I mean, like, listen, I understand
that's
what you're
how
saying,
you know
which
good.
Is that you don't know how to eat things, and that's mm-hmm. fine. If you don't think horseshoe should be on this list, that's valid. I don't think it's on the basis of it not being a sandwich when it's literally called a horseshoe sandwich.
It looks so indulgent.
It is pretty indulgent.
It looks like the American version of poutine.
I was just going to say that.
You know, that's not
is
too far
is poutine a sandwich six?
No, because it doesn't follow the form factor.
Yeah, you don't serve it on bread.
Man. Yeah. If you could have a poutine sandwich.
I found a recipe for a vegan horseshoe sandwich, and that seems like, listen,
like
if you're trying to...
Bad horseshoe
sandwich. It's like, I feel like this is just one of those things that if you're vegan, you just have to accept that you're never going to eat in life.
Maybe enough nutritional yeast in there, and you could get over it. I don't know. Yeah, one vote against horseshoe. And crickets.
I would try a horseshoe sandwich.
I mean, listen, I put it on this list partially because we needed a list. Like, it's a good sandwich. Top 10? No. It's not top 10. It's a good sandwich. You should have one. It's good.
Maybe we'll make some.
You should have one and then, like, go for a jog and, like, play some Ring Fit and, like, work off those calories. Oh, my God.
Italian beef. Is that just like the a quote unquote Italian sub sandwich, just like a bunch of meat and stuff?
No. Yeah. Oh no. What? Oh. No. You're talking you are talking about just an Italian sandwich. An Italian beef is a Chicago sandwich that is it's similar to a French dip. It is roast beef simmered in au jus with jardinara and sweet peppers. It is top 10.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
So good.
I'll believe you.
Go ahead and Google Italian beef. Look at some pictures.
Italian beef.
Don't take my word for it. See for yourself.
Crockpot Italian beef. Oh, that just looks like a a steak sandwich to me. So, I mean, it looks good.
Well, it is a variety of steak a sandwich, but as I say, the steak has been soaked and marinated in au jus, and then it has the jardinara. The jardinara is really the thing. Are you familiar with jardinara?
I do not know what that is.
Jardinara is basically, it is a type of pickled vegetables where you're pickling like carrots and onions and celery, and you put it over top. It's so good.
That sounds good.
Sounds great.
I think that it belongs in the top 10.
Okay.
Likely. Make it so.
Okay. Where did we have the hot dog conversation? Did I miss the hot dog conversation?
You missed the hot dog conversation. It is crossed out, but we can reverse our decision. We decided it was not top 10.
Oh, I thought the debate was whether or not it was a sandwich or not.
Oh, it's a sandwich. It's a sandwich. It's linguistically a sandwich, but culturally not.
Sandwich
is
where the heart is.
Mm-hmm.
Live your best sandwich. You can go your own sandwich.
Have it sandwich way. I think we should cut beef brisket because I love beef brisket, but it doesn't make for great sandwiches.
I agree.
Yeah, I guess. I guess it's good when it's added onto other things. Like, I've had good beef brisket sandwiches that are mixed with either pulled pork or onion rings or burger itself, or sometimes all three. And
also,
well,
just eating beef brisket, fantastic. But when you're having it on a sandwich that it is the primary thing, I think pulled pork works better.
Yeah, I think you can only have one like pit barbecue sandwich on the top 10. Mm-hmm, brisket would not be that for me.
Do we want to get any more specific with breakfast?
So that's valid. I was thinking of like the classic like egg, cheese, and sausage or bacon kind of thing.
I love those. Those are like, I can eat those every day. I'll eat those for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh yeah, there was this place at college. There was like a bunch of food trucks in this one alley, right? And of course, they sell the most delicious, disgusting, greasy food. But there was this one place that did actually most of them. It was a really popular sandwich. It was, you know, a breakfast on like a long roll with, you know, sausage and egg and whatever you wanted. And then they put a hash brown in it, just an entire hash brown.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
amazing.
How about we change it to egg and cheese breakfast?
Yeah.
Because that makes it more clear and also can incorporate the pork roll egg and cheese.
I guess that's true, yeah.
So I'm actually going to delete pork roll egg and cheese just because I think that it's included in egg and cheese breakfast.
Yep. Egg and cheese okay. breakfast. You can put in whatever meats you like. You want your bacon, you got bacon. You want your sausage, you get sausage. You want your fucking
this is
pork
top
roll.
10.
Yeah, it's top 10.
It's
yeah.
Top tier.
By the way, if I know that this isn't too much of a thing that anyone else here has had because it's a very regional thing, but Taylor's ham or pork roll is amazing. Like, it's very thin slices of ham that's basically cut into little, you cut little edges into it so that when you're cooking it over a stove, it doesn't curl up too much, and it's delicious.
Yeah, I have looked for pork roll elsewhere and not been able to find it, but it looks like a New Jersey
bologna.
Institution. Yeah, I think that's very much the thing. That's very, very much the concept. It is beloved by those able to get their hands on it.
For sure.
I'm gonna
attack.
There
are indie bands who love it, like Ween from New. Ween is from New Jersey, and so that means that they sing about pork roll every once in a while.
I'm gonna attack the meatball sandwich. I don't think it's that inspiring.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I also think with meatball sandwich, it's just a mess waiting to happen.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever had a meatball sandwich I've once had a meatball sandwich that was cold enough that it was just not good. And every other time I've had a meatball sandwich, I got burned.
Oh, geez. I think it's usually just the right temperature for me, but yeah. It is a bit too much of a mess, so I'm cool cutting it.
Also not very flexible.
Yeah, it's like, it's just meatball with mozzarella on top and...
And bread.
And bread.
And some and like marinara sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But it's like, it's... You're right, it's inflexible. You can't really customize it. It's just sort of a meatball sub.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So... I appreciate it. I've made my own, and I feel like I make a good one. I think falafel's kind of overrated.
I agree. I've never been inspired by a falafel. I haven't even had that many, but...
Falafel's okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's much passion for the falafel around here.
No. So... Nick, you added you added one to the list just now that
yep.
as a phrase I find terrifying.
Yep.
Is this a sex thing?
Absolutely.
Salad?
Yes. So I don't know if anybody
meat
else
salad. Yummy, yummy.
Meat. It's a salad, not a sandwich.
Idiot. I don't know if anyone else has ever had this or if this is what it's called. My grandmother would make something called meat salad, and it makes the most incredible sandwich I just remembered. And it's the only way in which I'll eat bologna. What you do, you take bologna, celery, and pickles, almost like you're making tuna salad, but you put all of these things into a meat grinder, and you just grind it all up, and then you put, you know, salt, pepper, I don't know. That's basically it. Just salt and pepper and some mayonnaise in there. And she called it meat salad. I haven't had one in a long time, but I could eat like five of them straight. You take one piece of bread and you fold it in half and have like, you know, a strip of meat salad in there. And it doesn't look that great. It sounds really wet and slop. Like it just has this very moist sound when you spread it. It's so good. Nobody
Nick?
Else would know. But, yep.
No,
is
Nick,
it a, is it a
here's
German
the thing.
Dish by any?
Yeah, I was going to say you are German. Or your grandmother is.
That grandma was like a mix of Czechoslovakian That doesn't actually sound like any ethnicity. Now that I
the dish is Fleisch Salat, which is a German dish.
Wait, really? Okay, it is a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's what I got when I googled meat salad. I got Fleisch Salat.
It rung a bell when you started describing it. And then I googled it. And I was
It sounds you know much better when you call it meat salad. Doesn't that just sound so appetizing?
Meat salad something sounds like something that they offer at the parody fucking Outback. We got a meat salad at the Simpsons bit where Marge asks for a salad and she gets a meat salad. Like, that's what it sounds like.
So I don't see a need for us to cut it right now, but as the only advocate for given how disturbing it sounds, it's on thin ice.
I think it's had its time in the spotlight here.
Okay, you ready to see it go?
Yep.
Okay, I'm ready to see egg salad go, unless someone else is going to fight for it.
Yeah, I was never a fan of egg salad, to be honest, so...
I learned to like it when I was living on my own, and I was like, oh, I can just put whatever the hell I want in here. And I started, like, dicing up pickles and adding hot sauce, and I found that really good. But, like, you know, we're dealing with the top 10 here. Listen, egg salad, you're good, but, like, this velvet rope is only going to open for a few.
Pulled pork, let's promote it to the top 10 right now. Am I right?
Pulled pork is really good.
All right, we'll tentatively promote. I mean, I think a pulled pork sandwich is really good, but there are so many great sandwiches on here. I'm having a hard time as we're
I think like I'm ready to let, start. I'm ready to let down.
Well, that's what we've been doing this whole time, Jennifer.
Just poorly.
I'm ready to see Muffaletta go.
If I had been exposed to it, maybe I would have that passion. It does sound good.
It's
and
really
I'll seek
good,
it out,
but it's good. But also, it's pretty easy to get tired of. You can't have it all the time. Hmm. It's not a. And it's you know, and how many uses are you going to find for, like, this olive salad tapenade thing? You're not going to, it's not going to be a thing that's like, oh, well, I'm not going to make any more muffaletta, but I've still got this spread to, no. So I feel like, this could just be me. I feel like Reuben and corned beef.
I was just thinking that.
Are kind of in the same neighborhood, and Reuben is better.
Yes.
Okay. Any objections from the girls?
I don't have much experience with either of those sandwiches, so
you should have a Reuben. Reuben's real good.
Corned beef exists in the same way that hamburger exists, so that it can be elevated to a Reuben. In my book,
I pretty much agree.
In my book on sandwiches,
I could agree with that.
I think that grilled cheese should be in the top 10.
I was actually getting ready to say I think grilled cheese should get cut.
I think I'm on the cut side.
Have you ever had, I've been to certain restaurants where they serve grilled cheese, like a specific house style, and it's really good, the things that they do, like grilled cheese combined with little apple slices or, you know, things like that. I feel like a grilled cheese, just like something like peanut butter and jelly, really easy to make, really tasty.
I feel like I have never just had a grilled cheese by itself and been happy.
Yeah.
I'm also only like, oh, grilled cheese and a soup or, you know, like some other complement that makes it come together, especially, of course, the classic tomato soup. I feel like it's a sandwich that is a good idea, but it needs so much help that I don't see it in the top 10.
Think it's because of the cheese. I think it is possible, maybe even easy, to make an amazing grilled cheese sandwich. And it's, you know, one of the popular sandwiches, but it is just cheese, right? Like, you can't balance the sandwich by adding some other flavor or texture or whatever, like you can with other things sometimes. It's like you need... you need something else. You need the acid or whatever.
Yeah, I feel like that's the main thing, is that the tomato soup demonstrates just how badly grilled cheese.
No, I don't know. It doesn't mean it's bad. Like, it doesn't have to stand on its own to be a great sandwich. Maybe because it elevates the soup and pairs so well. Maybe it is one of the best.
We can hold off on a decision.
Okay.
I've not really had a great pastrami sandwich.
I have had a great pastrami sandwich.
I feel like you You all might fight about it, though. I don't know.
I've had some incredibly good pastrami sandwiches. But I don't know. I feel like most times I would take a Reuben over a pastrami.
Yeah. And the crowd goes mild.
All right. It sounds like there's not a lot of pastrami love in this crowd. Nick, when you come out here to L.A.,
yep.
I'll take you to the Hat. You'll have some very good
the
pastrami.
Hat.
Mm-hmm. Mm. The sign says a world nice famous sandwich. Pastrami, so obviously you've heard of it.
Of course. It's world famous.
World famous, obviously.
Yeah.
What about the cumin? I don't know if
You're questioning the Cuban?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's good. Is it better than
a
Reuben?
Yeah, it is. It's different. It might be better than a Reuben. It might be better than a Reuben.
I've had a pretty good Cuban sandwich before.
I'll tell you what. It's better than a hot turkey sandwich or a cold turkey sandwich.
I'm willing to cut hot turkey.
I'm willing to cut hot turkey.
Gone there.
Yeah, I mean, let me put it to you this way. There's a reason we only eat turkey once a year.
more or less true.
Let's get rid of that cold turkey sandwich, too. It's a little basic, I think.
Yeah, and also I think no one else is going to fight
it. Takes, you know, some execution, the right ingredients more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey's just so dry.
Yeah.
It needs help. It needs like a lot of flavor, I feel like, or some other moist thing, right? So it's hard.
You put some good oils on it, it can taste pretty good.
Yeah.
And I lived in Champaign, Illinois, and in Champaign there were like three different restaurants that did different amazing Cubanos. So I have a very positive opinion of the Cubano.
Okay.
I've had ones that had like a nice like house-made pickles with a nice savory sauce. I've had ones that had like pulled pork and then like a spicy mustard. And it's like there were so many great Cubanos in that town.
Okay, I'll rescind my I'll pull my troops back.
Okay.
I guess I'm okay cutting my grilled cheese too, given the competition.
Nick, you were an advocate.
I turned to Jen's side, but
Well, okay, you know what? I think there are easier cuts here.
Okay.
I think we cut the patty melt.
Oh wait, what the hell is patty melt?
Is that you don't patty know what a melt? A patty melt is a burger patty with rye, Swiss cheese, and onions.
So it's just good. Like a strain. It's like a Reuben burger.
It's kind of like a Reuben burger, kind of. Yeah,
it sounds good, but I'm good with it.
It's not. It's
it
yeah,
sounds
it's,
like
it's,
a very. It sounds too close on a variation of a burger.
Yeah. I also think we should cut the Philly cheesesteak.
What?
Really?
No.
I think the Italian beef does that area better.
No.
What kind of Philly cheesesteak are we talking about? Are we talking about an actual Philly cheesesteak or that bullshit with the Cheese Whiz?
To me, it doesn't matter. Neither is better than an Italian beef.
Wow, I feel like they're different.
I don't disagree, but also one of them is better. I mean, like, listen... We're not, like, if you're comparing best fruits, there are times where you're going to have to say an apple is better than an orange. That's what we're doing here.
But, you know, an orange could be better than an apple.
In rare occurrences, I agree. But overall, I think apples are better than oranges. And I think the Italian beef is better than
I think Philly cheesesteak on name recognition, brand recognition alone, it's got to be a top 10 sandwich.
But this, but here's the thing.
It's our list.
And also, the Philly cheesesteak has, because of its brand recognition, has a burden on it. Has to carry the sins of Steakums. That weighs heavily on the soul of the Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, considering that there's a variation that's just Steakums and Cheese Whiz, it's bullshit.
Oh, man. Can't believe Philly cheesesteak is not an instant top 10 pick. Wow.
I mean... What would you cut here that you think you can get?
Euros. Meh.
I like a good euro.
Yeah, I usually get mine as a bowl, though, so...
No.
I don't know whether that could count as a sandwich or not.
I like gyros. I could see the Philly beating the gyro. Maybe.
I could see that, too.
I don't know. That's a hard call. How do we feel about banh mi's? No one said anything about banh mi's.
What is a banh mi?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Okay, then we should cut it. They're good, but...
It's a like famous type of Vietnamese sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has like carrots really and stuff good. In it. They can be very good.
It's like almost got its own coleslaw.
Yeah, I mean, my problem here, Nick, I mean, listen, you don't have to convince me that a banh mi is good. Okay. The problem I'm seeing here is that two of our participants don't even have any context for it. And so it makes it hard to put it in a top 10, representing the four of us as a group when two of us don't even know what it is. And, like, if you or I were like, no, this is the best sandwich, then I think we could overcome that. But I think we're both like, no, it's a good sandwich. Right?
Okay. I just know a lot of people are crazy about banh mi's, but
sure. And if they were here, you know. But
kill it.
Talk about the people in the room. I like banh mi's; they're great. But listen, I like sandwiches a lot. I really like sandwiches.
Yeah, I can tell.
Let's see. Right now, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We're so close, gang.
We haven't talked about the BLT with fired egg, much less a fried egg.
Oh, that was just like, listen, I like that sandwich a lot. I learned it from the movie Spanglish, and it's a BLT on sourdough bread with fried egg. That's it. Like, it's delicious. It's really good. I haven't had one in a while, but I would eat it again in a heartbeat, but I don't think it hangs because it's like it's just a BLT with a little modification. And how do we feel on BLTs?
I'm not too hot on BLTs, to be honest.
I feel like they're good in the same way that like an egg salad or a meat salad is good, and that it's like, you know, you can throw it together pretty easily, right? It's like very basic, you can vary it a lot, but like in the end it's just like, what if you took away the bacon? What is that sandwich?
It's just a BLT.
I mean,
it's
like, what would a Philly cheesesteak be if you took away the steak? I mean,
well,
I don't know.
I more mean, like, what the bacon is like usually a strip or two, right? Like, what if it literally falls out of the sandwich? It's a thing I've had happen, right? Like, it's kind of difficult. You could literally have the bacon fall out of the sandwich. And then it's like, you get a bad bite.
I mean, if we're going to go that route, like, I feel like a bunch of these sandwiches are
just
easy
because it's
to fall
easier
apart.
For the things to fall out, you know. Well, maybe I'm bad at sandwich eating, you know, according to the
I don't know. Even a BLT that is all the elements that are supposed to be there, I just don't enjoy, personally.
I guess that's fair, yeah. That used to be my go-to sandwich, but more recently I've been going with roast beef sandwiches when I go to some places, so... Nice.
I will note I miscounted. We actually had 13. So now we're down to 12.
Okay. I guess we can cut grilled cheese now then.
6. Prepare yourself. I don't think the croque madame hangs here.
Okay.
It's like a really high maintenance sandwich. You got to like put it in an oven, right?
I'm fine with that. I can cut the croque
I don't think I've ever actually made one. I don't know if
I would,
6.
I just Googled it. It looks delicious.
Yeah, it's good. There's a sandwich on here that I think occupies similar and better ground that has slipped into the top 10 without being discussed.
Which is?
The Monte Cristo.
The Monte Cristo.
What is the difference, now that I think about it?
The Monte Cristo, so, croque madame has, like, you know, like, cheese on top and you cook it in the oven. A Monte Cristo is a battered, deep-fried sandwich.
Oh, right.
With powdered sugar and jam. It's incredible.
That looks really good.
It's really good.
It's like French toast, ham and cheese and with jam. I feel eats 5 of these sandwiches on the top 10.
Here, let me here's an image for y'all that I'm going to put in our general channel. because you're seeing ones that are like French toasty, and those are fine. This is what you really want it to look like, though.
Oh, that looks like a almost a pastry,
doesn't it? Because it's been deep fried with the batter.
Look at that cheese. Oh.
And then you do like a you do like a raspberry jam or preserve that's like kind of on the bitter side, because with the powdered sugar it's already a sweet sandwich, and so it cancels out the bitterness, and it's sublime.
Yeah, that seems good.
So we have here our top 10 in no order. The PB&J, the Reuben, the Monte Cristo, the Philly cheesesteak, the Italian beef, the pulled pork, the egg and cheese breakfast, the Cubano, the Euro, the cheeseburger. Congratulations, Nicholas, you got the Philly cheesesteak on the list. I see a lot of personal faves on here, and that makes me happy. So now we need to make it ordered.
Okay, egg and cheese breakfast is number one.
No, you're high on dust. I am like, Jennifer, log off of this podcast and go give a urine
log
test.
Log off of the podcast.
What is with your brain?
Your podcast account.
Jennifer, uncle.
I thought we just went over.
I agree. Ah, I'm surrounded by madness.
It's got everything. It's low maintenance. It's easy to put together, but it's great when other people make it. You can make it slightly healthier. You could make it ridiculously unhealthy by putting a fucking hash brown inside. It's got the runny egg. It's got the cheese. It's got the meat. It's got the bread.
It's okay. Here's a thing about an egg and cheese breakfast. It's always good. It's often great. It is never incredible.
I would say that a sandwich for 100% of people is usually good, it's usually quick, it's usually easy, it's rarely great, and that's fine.
I don't know. I've had some incredible cheeseburgers in my life.
Yeah, I've had some sandwiches
When you go for a sandwich, are you like, it has to be great? You're not like going out to dinner to get the best.
Hang on here, Nicholas. You're saying like because. So your argument is because sometimes sandwiches aren't the best, that's a good thing?
No, I'm saying like the spirit of the category. Think about, put yourself in the shoes of a sandwich, right? Like,
okay,
you're not trying to be like, oh.
Hang on. Let me consider myself.
Okay. Put your sandwich shoes on. Yep.
I'm in the loaf.
I am one with the loaf. You're not. You don't have to be a fancy, not even a fancy. You don't have to be a artisanal meal. You just have to be good eats.
But you can be.
You can be, exactly. You have such potential, and yet the bar is low. You don't have to shoot for the stars, right? It's okay to be good.
So you're saying, what you're saying, Nicholas, is that we celebrate mediocrity.
We celebrate the populace.
What if we had the Olympics? And the first three, the people who got first, second, and third, we just kick them out of the building. Let's clap for fourth, fifth, and sixth. Well, let's go, everybody. Great job.
What if you had 400 people in fourth place, and then you had, you know, a third, a second, and a first, and like, okay, great. One person has the gold, but there's 4,000 people in fourth place, and they're all the same people. My analogy is
falling apart.
Follow the money. I feel like a sandwich category, right? It's like, it's not a, it doesn't have to be. It can be great, but it doesn't have to be a great food.
Then what are we doing here?
Number one doesn't have to be the greatest. It has to be the best.
It literally.
You feel me?
You just said that.
Okay, but here's the thing, Nick. I think egg and cheese breakfast, I could see it at number three. I think it's very high up. And this is not a permanent ranking, because maybe it's going to come time to decide one and two, and we won't be able to agree, and the consensus will be that of the ones we like together, egg and cheese will go to the top. For the moment, I think it's a number three.
Jen, how do you feel? Can you back me up here? Are we going to number three?
I think I'm okay with it going to number three right now. Put it in pole position for maybe making it to first eventually.
For a late break at the end. Okay.
I mean, listen, you're starting third in a race. You're a contender.
Yeah.
I think, judging by our conversation, the euro ranks fairly low down, as does the PB&J.
I can see that, yeah.
I agree.
I'm good with PB&J being 10. How about that?
Yeah,
solid 10. Solid 10.
I think it's good that it made the list. I think it says good things about our list. Like, listen, we're not too shishy, we're not too proud for a PB&J. But we're too proud to make it in like the top 5. Don't be crazy. Euro number 9.
Yep.
Dut. Okay. Dut.
I think cheeseburger needs to be second. Or higher.
I think, tentatively cheeseburger at second makes sense to me.
I mean, I will take, remember what I said about egg and cheese breakfast? I'll take it any time, any day of the week. Burgers, doubly so.
Oh, double, okay, damn. Okay. I thought you were making the counter argument. All right.
No. That sounds like I'm saying burgers number one.
Damn. I think it's too early to say enough.
I think it's too early to call a number one, especially with Nicholas's skepticism. I think if we all agreed, we could do it. But right now, I think we need to stop at number two.
Okay. I think pulled pork is also high up there.
Yeah.
Can we say...
Yeah. I'm good with that. Okay.
Five's a good ranking for now.
Can we drop Italian beef to, like, you know, the lower half?
I could see if it's above Philly cheesesteak, if you can do wherever you put it, you put Philly cheesesteak and Italian beef.
Okay. So it's PBJ Euro. Yeah. I almost said Giro. I don't know.
Gyrocopter.
I would say Philly cheesesteak goes next, like above Euro, only because half of Philly cheesesteaks are fucking terrible with Cheese Whiz and Steakums.
That's a fair point. Also, you know what, Nicholas?
Mm hmm.
I am not the only ruling body here, but on your behalf, I would like to put forward as like a peace offering. What about this? PB and bottom to top, PB&J, Euro, Cubano, Philly, Italian beef.
Okay. There is order in the universe.
We okay with that, folks, for now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That leaves us with the Monte Cristo and the Reuben.
I think the Monte Cristo is our third place.
Really? Raise your hand if you've had a Monte Cristo.
You can't see me.
I'm raising my hand.
The reason I say third is mostly because I've never had one. I really want to try one. But it sounds so indulgent that it's like, I don't know, is it, like, I'm not going to say it's a try hard.
I agree, though. I think it's like the Croque Madame. It's like it's a very high maintenance, like, very special occasion sandwich, I think.
So, okay, here, let me, this is not going to do the Monte Cristo any favors, but I'm going to tell you a story.
Is it the Count of Monte Cristo? Or...
No, I think I've told you this story on Jackie's Chow, however, Nicholas. Oh. So I wanted to make Monte Cristos. And I got all the ingredients together to make them for dinner for me and my roommates. And then my roommates were like, hey, we forgot to tell you, we're going out of town for a week. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess I've just got these ingredients. And so I made myself a Monte Cristo for dinner. And I was like, I mean, I've still got all the stuff. I don't want to waste this oil. So the next day for lunch, I made a Monte Cristo. And then for dinner that day, I made a Monte Cristo. And then for lunch the next day, I made a Monte Cristo. And you get tired of that sandwich. It's not that you feel like it tastes bad, but it's like, it kind of feels like you've been swimming in canola oil. It doesn't feel good after you've had too many of those.
Yeah, that doesn't sound pleasant.
He's more Monte Cristo than man now.
I would say we bump up pulled pork and put it below pulled pork.
I'm down with that.
I can see that, yeah. Almost to greatness.
And then we bump it down and move Italian beef up, but no one else is going to agree with that. Italian beef is so good. I want Italian beef right now so bad. I don't think we can in good conscience call the Reuben number one.
No.
I don't think so.
I'm not sure if you can call the cheeseburger number one in good conscience either.
I'm with Jen too. I don't. It doesn't excite me to see cheeseburger be number one, to be even top three on my list, to be honest.
Well, that's just because you have so many cheeseburgers. Like, it's not exciting because, you know, like, sometimes you're like, listen, I'm going to make my top 10 games of the year, and you want to be like, let me pick some weird shit off of Itch, and oh, here's this game that nobody played that I played, and then your number one is like, you know what, I really enjoyed Call of Duty this year. And that's not exciting, it's just true.
Here's the thing also about a cheeseburger. It could be, like, the most basic bitch fucking whatever, like, sandwich, and it's good, but it can also be amazing. It could be decadent. It could be spectacular. It has so much incredible potential because there's nigh unlimited possibilities for a fucking cheeseburger, because all you need is cheese and the burger. It has infinite potential, and I've had amazing cheeseburgers. I've had amazing cheeseburgers that were, by all accounts, shitty cheeseburgers. You know why? Context. Because the cheeseburger has that fucking power to defy context.
I think I've been inspired and swayed. I make this cheeseburger. Well, I got this recipe from some at the YouTube channel Revestron, I think, called the Slow Larry, which is this cheese stuffed cheeseburger, and you stuff it with a roasted jalapeno cheddar. So you you make a burger mix, like you're gonna make burgers from scratch, whatever, but then you just like put a ball of cheese in the middle, and then, you know, wrap it around and then fry it like that, and then the cheese like will explode, and it's incredible. I'm down with cheeseburgers being high enough now.
Cheeseburgers are number one.
Cheeseburger has to be our number one.
What about egg and cheese breakfast? You could have that any time of day, too.
Yeah, but I'll have a cheeseburger any time of day. I want time. You want a terrible, like, overindulgent food story? Well, here we fucking go.
Hold one sec. Can we say Reuben number three? It is between egg and cheese and cheeseburger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make it so.
I'm putting it like this for the moment. That doesn't mean anything. Don't freak out. I just need to put them somewhere. Okay. Kyrie.
Overindulgent story time?
The chair recognizes.
One time, I was driving back home to college when, I forget what year it was, because time is a blur, but I hadn't eaten the previous night. So that morning, I drive by a McDonald's, and I have a 3-hour car trip ahead of me, and I get 10 little cheeseburgers.
10?
And I eat them all. Yes.
That's amazing.
And I loved them. I loved every single one of them.
Let me tell you a story. One time, I went to a convention. This is the only time I ever went to a convention. I went with my best friend. And we went to various restaurants here and there. But one of the last nights, I was like, hang on. We're in California. Let me look up on Google Maps. There is an In-N-Out near here. Thus began the incredible journey. Oversea. Under stone. Through mountains and caves, we trekked. At several points, Jen was like, hey, can we please turn around? I'm tired. We pressed on. And when we got there, we got some burgers from In-N-Out, and Jen was like, actually, this is really good.
Yeah.
That's my story.
That was a damn good trip, and that was one of the highlights.
It's a good burger.
Exactly. I've never had it, but there's lots of hype. I guess there's not really any hype about an egg and cheese breakfast.
You know what the hype is? I want to eat it after I have a cheeseburger.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's also kind of interesting how it got something of a minor starring role in the most recent Harley Quinn movie, with her getting an egg and cheese breakfast sandwich and it dropping on the ground in slow motion and her basically treating it like a lost loved one.
Why do you know that?
Well, let me. Here's the other thing about the egg and cheese breakfast. Guess
no.
Guess
wait. I asked a question. Why do you know that?
I saw people tweeting about it when it happened, and
Uh-huh. Yeah, you did, didn't you? You definitely, gotcha. Definitely just the tweets.
I've been thinking about watching the movie, but I haven't yet.
We'll leave it there for now. No further
on
questions.
The ground.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about egg and cheese breakfast. It's really good, but you know what you can fucking do? You put a fucking hamburger patty in there, whoa, and it becomes a mac and cheeseburger. And it becomes amazing.
I feel like it's got to be cheeseburger number one.
I'm remembering the slow Larry, and yeah, I'm down with it now. I can't believe
Kyrie.
It.
From number 10 to number 1, can you read our list of the best sandwiches?
From number 10 to number 1, we got peanut butter and jelly, we have the gyro, we have the cubano, the Philly cheesesteak, the Italian beef, the Monte Cristo, the pulled pork, and the Reuben, and at number 2 is the egg and cheese breakfast, but at number 1 is the fucking cheeseburger.
Hey!
Shout outs to all the honeys who didn't make the list. We love you, shawarma, it's nothing personal.
I'm hungry now. Yeah, God damn it. I just had dinner.
It's time for second dinner, baby.
Now, what if you deep fry a cheeseburger that's been battered and you make a Monty cheeseburger?
Monty cheese-sto.
I want to make some meat salad.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. All right. This has been a lot of fun. I would be up for doing this again sometime, but I'm absolutely not setting any kind of timetable. You can't make me responsible for anything. Nick, we don't get you on that often anymore. You're too good for us.
No, you get me off too often. Yeah, you're right.
That's true. would you like to promote anything upon the internet?
I'll take a promotion, sure. I mean, I think I've done some good work recently, and, you know, I feel like I want to be competitive with my peers, so, yeah, I appreciate that. Six,
you know,
thank
I
you.
Actually forgot that you were like this. I actually forgot. Kyrie.
Follow me on Twitter, Kyrie A. Page on Twitter.com.
Jennifer.
I'm at JBU3 on Twitter. Most of my stuff is on scanlinemedia.com or patreon.com/scanlinemedia. And we're currently working on another visual novel for Novel Not New, a True End podcast, which you can access at readinggames.online.
And I'm Six Detmar. You can find me on Twitter at Six Detmar, SixDetmar. Same places as Jen. I will shout out that we have another episode of Scanline Tabletop coming up in a couple of days here. That's exciting. But until next time we speak, my friends, let's feast.
Fresh meat.
Pizza pasta, put it in a box.
Oh, that's a completely
Jen,
different conversation.
That's a sex thing. You can't just...
Oh, really?